This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's been just about 4 years since Michigan voters approved the use of marijuana in our state for medical purposes, and approved it by a pretty hefty percentage, 63%. So Michigan became one of 17 states permitting medical marijuana use. The law removed state-level criminal penalties for using, possessing, and growing marijuana by and for patients whose doctors have okayed the medical use of marijuana for them. In the ensuing 4 years, there seems to have been what is arguably a lot of confusion for patients and for the medical marijuana industry, the ones who are growing and providing the marijuana. So we wanted to take a look at where things stand today for medical marijuana and what the future looks like here in Michigan, especially if you're someone who wants to use marijuana to alleviate pain or debilitating symptoms. Joining us now from Lansing is State Senator Rick Jones of the 24th District. That includes Allegan, Barry, and Eaton counties. And for our listeners who may not know Senator Jones's background, he spent 33 years in law enforcement, including more than 30 years with the Eaton County Sheriff's Department. And we're joined by attorney Matthew Abel. He's been defending clients facing marijuana charges for some 20 years, and he's a leader in the movement to legalize marijuana. He is the statewide director of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, or NORML. Welcome to both of you. Senator Jones, I want to start with you. Right now we have over 121,000 Michiganians who are active, registered, qualified patients. Could you outline for us just how Michigan's program is designed to work for those people already registered and for the people who want to be able to use marijuana as a medicine?
Well, there's a great deal of confusion now because the ballot initiative was very gray when it was written. It left a lot of confusion in the law. And so currently you can have grow your own plants or you can have a caregiver. And a caregiver can have up to five patients.
And the process of being approved to obtain marijuana, how does that work, Senator Jones?
Well, currently you have to see a doctor. There is legislation that would not allow the online services. You would have to actually see a doctor personally, not do something over Skype, and personally be examined and have a relationship with a doctor that prescribes the marijuana for you.
All right. Mr. Abel, from what you're hearing, how is the state system working for patients?
Well, not as well as it could be. Certainly, my law partner and I sued the state just recently for failure to file the annual report that is now 3 years overdue, for failure to consider new conditions where we have veterans who filed applications for post-traumatic stress. And the law requires that when such a request is made, that there a panel be convened and a decision made within 6 months. And it's been 3 years on that. That's extremely unfair to our veterans who've served our country and deserve the law to be enforced the way it was written.
Who has any sense as to why it's taken so long and there's this backlog?
Well, it's clearly a stall. There's no explanation for it.
Senator Jones, especially for the veterans, what would be a reason? I know you say there's a lot of confusion in the law.
My understanding that the cards have been updated and now they're doing the cards in a timely fashion. This is the first time I've heard of a complaint on not having some sort of panel to examine new conditions.
The review panel.
I find that hard to believe, Senator.
I haven't had any complaints filed with my office.
There have been over 100 requests for new conditions filed when it was FOIA'd 6 months ago, actually.
Okay, well, again, I'm not the health department, and I don't know anything about this. I'm sure you did file these complaints. I would support a panel to examine new conditions, but I also think the panel must examine conditions that are in the law that should not be there. And a very good example is glaucoma. I've had numerous experts from the University of Michigan and other experts from around the state come in and testify. They have had patients that stopped their eye drops, only used marijuana, and went blind, and they want it removed from the law.
Senator, I challenge you to produce one such patient. I think that's baloney. And while And on the converse, I know several people who could not live without marijuana. Otherwise, they will go blind.
I did see in some research that that stance is supported by the Michigan Society of Eye Physicians and Surgeons and also other eye experts.
Actually, the issue is a little more nuanced than that. Mm-hmm. There are two major types of glaucoma, open-angle glaucoma and closed-angle glaucoma. And I believe it works better for one than the other. And that is what needs to be explored.
It sounds, again, like a need for a review panel to be someone to kind of oversee this is long overdue and part of the confusion.
Well, it'd be nice if we looked at the science. Yes.
I would be happy to support a panel that could add conditions but also remove conditions that are inappropriate.
And this
far that's not written in the law. The only thing that is there in the law is the panel that's required to consider the request for new conditions. There is no mechanism to remove conditions other than what Senator Jones is attempting.
With a bill. Let me ask both of you, and I'll start with you, Senator Jones. You began by saying there's a lot of confusion with this. Where do you see are the biggest inherent problems of Michigan's Medical Marijuana Act?
Well, currently we have felons that are acting as caregivers. I think that's completely inappropriate. We don't want a felon going to, if you did have a senior citizen that was in the last stages of their life and they wanted the marijuana, I do not object to that. But do we want a felon going into their home and delivering this product? I don't think so. So I think that needs to be cleared up very carefully in the law.
That's why we need dispensaries where people can go and obtain medicine.
I'd like to have him finish, and then I want to decide.
You know, the dispensaries were a huge problem. We had 48 in Lansing. They put them up next to schools with big flashing marijuana signs. They put them up next to churches that had rehab for drug rehab programs. So the people in mid-Michigan, I can tell you, are very upset. They did not want 48 dispensaries in Lansing.
I heard a report on NPR about in California when the crackdown came on dispensaries in California. And mothers describing that people were coming out of dispensaries and lighting up in front of her house with her child. Should there be parameters?
As if people don't come out of liquor stores and crack open a pint of whatever. This is a zoning issue. Mm-hmm. It's an issue that should be determined by the local governments. And where dispensaries should be located should be determined according to time, place, and manner, just like any other business or controversial business.
Is some of this the confusion, that medical marijuana use is still illegal under federal law, so are we just kind of, is the whole umbrella of the whole system undermining, trying to make this an effective law?
We do need to change federal law. There's no doubt about it. And that can only happen through the Congress or through rescheduling through the Drug Enforcement Administration.
If there's a federal law change, then I would support taking medical marijuana, putting it into a pharmacy and dispensing it that way through a legitimate doctor, then having the patient go to the pharmacy. What we have now,
we can do that when we put alcohol in the pharmacy.
Well, what we have right now is the Wild Wild West, and we have a number of people who went to card mills, got a card, and are simply using the product for recreational use. And that's not what the people of Michigan voted for.
Now, Matt, I want to hear your side, too, your sense of the areas of the greatest confusion and the greatest problems with the system in Michigan as it stands now.
The lack of respect for the law on the part of law enforcement and the prosecution.
Very uneven?
Very uneven, especially in Oakland County, for example. They're prosecuting way too many cases on that are borderline issues, and it's gotten to the point where if you are a medical marijuana patient and you live in Oakland County, if there is any, you know, if you leave your grow room unlocked to go answer the door, you could end up being charged with a felony. It's like that. I mean, that can happen anywhere in Michigan, but in Oakland County, they actually charge you with that.
Senator Jones, as someone who has been in law enforcement before becoming a lawmaker, why the uneven enforcement?
Well, because the enforcement depends on the stance of the prosecutor of 83 different counties. And some counties, you have a stance where they don't want to enforce the law, and some counties, they want to take action. And so that, it's a huge problem.
For someone who's listening who has one of these conditions, cancer, HIV positive, Crohn's disease, hepatitis or ALS, a number of these conditions that are defined in the Michigan law, what do you see as the outlook for them? If they want to obtain relief by using medical marijuana, for each of you, what's the future hold for the patients? I really want to focus on what it means to the patients and to the people who love them.
To me, the more that we can normalize this and have the medical marijuana lab tested so that people can know the percentage of cannabinoid content in the various products. There's THC is the main thing, and it's what gets people high. But the other main medical ingredient they think so far is cannabidiol, CBD. And CBD has really good properties, especially for neural issues. But they find that it works best when the ratio is about 1-to-1 on those. What's happened, though, the recreational users over the last 75 years that marijuana has been illegal have been breeding marijuana for high THC content to the point where there is hardly any CBD left. It's at 0.1% or something. And so there are some rare strains out there, something that's called Cannatonic, that has a 1-to-1 ratio. It's 20% THC and 20% CBD. And those are extremely valuable strains for medical marijuana patients. And we need to do more research into what the different flavonoids and terpenes actually do, whether they're related to the health conditions. There's a lot of science yet to be done. I wish the medical community would begin to embrace this and take a look at it.
And it really hasn't?
It really hasn't. It's a darn shame. I don't understand. I believe there are topical properties dealing with the skin that need to be looked at. There are some studies showing that marijuana used that way has anti-carcinogenic properties, that it will surround the cancer cells and kill them. Now, if that's not worth research, I don't know what is.
What about your view, Senator?
Well, I'm all for research, and I do think that any marijuana that is sold as medical marijuana should be tested. Right now, you have no idea what you're getting. It could have bug spray on it. It could have been grown in soil with heavy metals. Somebody may have improperly stored it, could have mold on it. And so if somebody with cancer whose immune system has been compromised uses this product, they could have terrible, deadly consequences. So I would support that marijuana was tested.
Perhaps we could work together for some legislation that would allow laboratories. There are now at least 5 laboratories that are operating in Michigan that test medical marijuana. I'm sure they would feel much safer if there was some legislation authorizing their existence.
I just have to wonder, as someone standing on the outside and looking in, how is it that a lot of this was not already in place before it became law? I mean, it was voted in November, it becomes a law in December, and it seems like the underpinnings just weren't there. If people don't know what they're getting and they have to experiment with different kinds and you're not sure if there's bug spray on that, how did it get through without having the proper underpinnings?
Well, I think the committee that drew up the ballot initiative purposely wrote it very gray, and because they simply want to legalize marijuana. But the way it was sold to the people of Michigan when they voted on it, would this be a product that seniors in their last stages of life and horrible pain or with cancer would want this product? And so it passed. But now that people in mid-Michigan have seen 48 dispensaries go up in Lansing, I can tell you if it were back on the ballot, they would not be voting for it in those overwhelming numbers.
I think now that people have seen how medical marijuana works for grandma when she eats a brownie and can sleep at night, that they would vote for it in higher numbers. And furthermore, I disagree with the conceptualization that the law was vague in any manner. It was written in a broad manner to protect patients, and the Supreme Court of Michigan has seen that in the King decision, where they authorized the use of either the defense with the card or an affirmative defense. That had been fought hard for 3 years, where we were denied the affirmative defense. The Supreme Court unanimously laid that out, that that's available to patients as a protection.
Senator, your view, what needs to be done to make this just a more effective law for patients?
Well, obviously, you know, I would like to see a federal law change if we're going to have marijuana used as a medical product, and I would like it to be tested. I'd like it to be handled as any other pharmaceutical drug, and I think that would be appropriate. I would like to see patients that want this, that have appropriate diseases or conditions of the body, be able to get it through a pharmaceutical situation at the pharmacy. I'd like the product to be carefully inspected to make sure it's safe, and I'd like to make sure that we have legitimate doctors prescribing this. I do believe there are some cases where it's okay, and I said that when we were debating this law. However, what we have now are many people that have obtained cards, I believe, simply for recreational use, and I don't think that's appropriate, not what the voters of Michigan really want.
All right, Matt, your thoughts on what needs to be done to make this more effective for patients?
I think the government just needs to follow the law. We could start with that. And people need to understand that prohibition does not work. It never has. It's been 75 years, and we're spending precious government resources when less than half of the violent crimes are solved, but the drug crimes are solved at huge amounts. This is a public health problem, not a criminal justice problem. It's being addressed in a wrong-headed manner. Marijuana prohibition needs to be repealed. There's nothing wrong with the responsible use, recreational use of marijuana by adults. Marijuana is safer than alcohol.
Thank you so much. We've had attorney Matt Abel with us, and then we've also had Senator Rick Jones from the 24th District, State Senator Jones. Thanks very much to both of you.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Have a great day.
Let's wrap up today with a quick update on those in Michigan who've been affected by Superstorm Sandy. Some 35,000 people throughout our state are still without power. More than 150,000 homes and businesses initially lost their electricity because of the monster storm. DTE Energy says the remaining outages are widely scattered, and it will still take several days before all customers will get their service restored. And of course, our thoughts here at Stateside are with all of those in Michigan and along the Eastern Seaboard who have been so affected by the storm. Stateside's executive producer is Zoe Clark. Contributors are Allie Billings, Ellen Cortezoa, Cameron Stewart, and Mercedes Mejia. Stateside is engineered by Bob Scon. This program is a production of Michigan Radio, a broadcasting service of the University of Michigan. I'm Cynthia Canty. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you at 3 o'clock tomorrow.